Talks. Hello and welcome to another edition of Mailbox. This week, we reveal the identity of the mystery person from our April competition and announce the four lucky winners of some parcels from Radio Prague. You may remember that we asked you for the name of the Czech inventor who came up with the lightning rod at roughly the same time as Benjamin Franklin. One of the first people to send in a correct answer was Mark Sienna in Belgium.
I think your mystery man must be the Czech inventor Václav Prokop Divish. He was born in Helvíkovice on March 26th in the year 1698 and died on Christmas Day 1765. During his life, he was a theologian and a natural scientist. As a pioneer of research into electricity, he invented the lightning rod sometime between 1750 and 1754, without knowing that Benjamin Franklin had done the same thing in America. Not many people will know this, but Václav also invented the first electrified musical instrument in history, the so-called Dennis Dorr. This electrical musical instrument could also be called the grandfather of all electric guitars.
Suresh Agrawal in India also came up with the right answer.
The answer is the clergyman and inventor Prokop Divish. Of the range of his technical discoveries, the lightning conductor is best known, although it worked on a different principle from modern lightning rods. His life in Přemětice is commemorated by a monument with a reconstruction of the original lightning rod destroyed by the citizens of the town in 1760, as they considered it the cause of a long drought.
Our question prompted German listener Helmut Matt to do some research on the internet, and he found out the following.
The Czech scientist who invented the lightning rod at about the same time as Benjamin Franklin was Václav Prokop Divish. While I looked on the web for information on this topic, I read on the German Wikipedia that even the ancient Egyptians had knowledge about the lightning rod, and that in the years of Ramses III, lightning rods were installed. Interesting, isn't it?
It certainly is, Helmut. Mary Lou Krennick in Texas in the USA also dug up some more information on Václav Divish.
After receiving his Doctor of Theology, he spent his life as a priest and scientist inventor. He concentrated much of his scientific work with electrostatic phenomena. He's best known for inventing the lightning rod between the years 1750 and 1754, independently from Ben Franklin in 1753. Some of his other important scientific work included hydrotechnical works, where he built several water conduits and constructing musical instruments related to monastic music activities, the most important one being the Dennis Dorr. Also, his research focused on the effect of electricity on living bodies or electrotherapy.
Finally, Theodore Shepertitsky in Ottawa, Canada, had this to say.
The mystery man who invented one version of the lightning rod, which he erected in June 1754 in Přemětice, was Václav Divish. Born on March 26, 1698, in Helvíkovice near Žamberk, he became a priest at the Premonstratensian Monastery in Loka near Znojmo. Upon taking his monastic vows, he adopted the name Prokop. Furthermore, during a period in his life when he was responsible for a parochial farm, he busied himself with the building of hydrotechnical works. Later on, he designed and constructed at least one unique musical instrument.
The lucky four winners drawn out of the hat for this month's competition are Mark Sienna in Belgium, Theodore Shepertitsky in Canada, Suresh Agrawal in India, and Helmut Matt in Germany. Congratulations, and some small prizes from Radio Prague should soon be on their way to you. If you weren't one of the winners this time round, you can always try answering our competition question for the month of May. Many of you will have heard of the great English Oriental scholar T.E. Lawrence, or Lawrence of Arabia, as he is known to many. Although he is not so famous today, Lawrence's contemporary and great rival as the leading Arabist of his day was a Czech parson who travelled extensively in the Middle East in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He is perhaps best remembered as the first Westerner to discover the Islamic monument, the Qaisar Amra Lodge, in Jordan. He was also a member of the Supreme Muslim Council in Jerusalem, the personal confessor of the Habsburg Empress Zita, and a botanist who discovered several new desert flowers. We'd like to know the name of this mystery Czech. As usual, please send your answers to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or you can also send us a quick email to english@radio.cz. That's all we have for you in Mailbox this week. Pavla Horáková will be back to answer your letters and emails next week.
Thanks, Colleen. We continue now with Stephen Weeks and his letter from Prague.